Hey, are you okay? Can you hear me? How many fingers am I holding up?
Close enough. Looks like you fell right into Maguire's booby trap. It's a tripwire, see? A booby trap. Maguire's obsessed with them. He placed tons all over the grounds. He's convinced he's gonna catch the Bell Ranch beast. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Wait a minute. You must be the new kid. Was today your first day? Not off to a great start, are you? Let me see your arm. Okay, that's not pretty. Listen, I'm not so good around blood. You should go see the nurse, because I'm the wrong person for this. Of course, if you go to the nurse's office, you'll get in trouble for being out past curfew, so... Yeah, there's a curfew. This is boarding school, not a frat house. We're not allowed out past dark. Much less out in the woods. What were you doing out here anyway? I asked you first. Seeing the grounds. And that's what the tour is for. Didn't someone give you a tour? So they haven't given you a tour yet, and they also forgot to mention that there is a curfew. Bell Ridge Academy sure is on top of things. Tell you what, I really shouldn't be doing this, but come with me. I'm taking you somewhere safe, where we can get that gash in your arm cleaned up without any risks of being seen. Here, I'll help you up. There we go. They take curfew very seriously around here. With all the animal attacks. You'll be washing dishes for a month. I said you'll be washing dishes for a month. Oh. Yeah, the animal attacks. Rumor has it there's some sort of wild beast in the woods. Animals keep turning up, drained of blood. It's pretty nasty. Okay, we're here. It's sort of a secret passage, if you will. No one knows about it except for a select few. Which, I guess, includes you now. Watch your head. So, you go up that trapdoor there, and it leads right into the common room. This place is like a little hideout. Perfect for storing things we shouldn't be storing. Such as... alcohol. I'm not offering you a drink. It's for the wound. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm Violet, by the way. It slipped my mind to introduce myself earlier, with you bleeding out on the ground and everything. Speaking of, we should probably clean this thing now. That sure is a lot of blood. You fell on that rock pretty hard, huh? I'm fine. Well, I will be, once you're patched up. The sight of blood just freaks me out a little. Touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth for me. Just do it. Sorry. It's a coping mechanism type of thing. If you have the person focus on a small, mundane task, the distraction helps it from hurting so much. Touch your tongue to your nose. That one was just to mess with you. So I gather you're a little bit in need of a tour guide. I can show you around tomorrow if you want. I know the grounds like the back of my hand, so. Lift your arm for a second. It's fine. I've had this sweater for like 100 years. It started unraveling ages ago. It'll make better use of itself as a bandage. Okay, all done. How's that? I'll pocket some stuff from the nurse's office tomorrow, but for now, this should do. So, how about that tour? Can I show you around tomorrow? Yeah, well, I've been going here for a while. It's kind of a family expectation that I attend Bell Ridge. Not that I mind it, it's a good school. Did my parents go here? Something like that. Unless you plan on wearing long sleeves for the next few weeks, you should probably think up an excuse for that wound. Tripped. You tripped. Well, there you go. It's not even a lie, necessarily. Just conveniently leave out the part where it was past curfew and you were wandering through the woods. I never answered your question. What question did I not answer? What I was doing there is none of your concern. Now, if you'd found me half-conscious with a gash in my arm, then maybe it would be your concern. I was going for a night stroll, same as you. No, I'm not worried about the Bell Ridge Beast, if that's what you're asking. The real danger are those freaking booby traps McGuire's placed everywhere. McGuire. Terrence McGuire. He enrolled about a year ago. Between you and me, he's a bit of a narcissist. Quite the hero complex, though. Hence his fixation on catching whatever's out there. I wouldn't be so curious if I were you. Exploring the woods at night and everything. Regardless of whether or not there's a monster lurking around, it's still not a good idea. Touché. Just because I do it doesn't mean you should too. I'm just looking out for you. You're the new kid. You don't know the grounds like I do. You know, I can't help but feel a little responsible for your safety. Now, I assume someone at least showed you to your dormitory. Good. So you're gonna climb this ladder here, which takes you to the common room. Two lefts, and then it's smooth sailing from there. You should be able to find it, no problem. No, you go on ahead. I think I'm gonna hang out here for a little while longer. I like my alone time. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. And hey, welcome to Bill Ridge Academy.